You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Understanding Spirit with Mary Schiappano.
Mary Schiappano.
Live from MaryVCircles.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Understanding Spirit
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, everybody. I hope you're all doing really well. Let's start the show with a three-card pull. Just see which card you gravitate to, whether it's card one, two, or three. It is a collective reading, so keep in mind that you have to sort of like place it. It's not specific to you, but the information that you get, place it in to your life, the area that maybe needs some attention or some guidance with. Okay. If you have been drawn to card one, this is the card for you. It is birth. We've got some writing on it here, and it says universal energy brings you opportunity and possibility. Now, of course, this card being birth, it could be somebody that's pregnant, somebody that's wanting to get pregnant, so it will lend itself in that area as well. If this is what you want, take it as a positive that this is going to come your way. Okay. However, I am also seeing like business opportunities. I feel like I want to say like boss, this is like CEO, this is like big boss kind of energy, right? And so keep that in mind. I'm also getting told stay connected, you know, like spiritually, find balance in your life. If this applies to your work, it's very important that you find balance, stay connected, have some inner peace. You know, you need to create for the inside of yourself, not just for your finances, not just for career. And Spirit are also saying there will be celebrations for you for your hard work and your efforts, okay? So, again, if you're trying to have a baby, there will be celebrations there for you down the track when that happens as well. Okay, so if you have tuned into card two, it is this card here, which is flowers. Okay, and it's got written here, be generous, success and emotional fulfillment are yours. Okay, when I tune into this card, obviously it's quite self-explanatory with what it says. However, I do get a creepy feeling that somebody is watching you. They could be stalking you, could be Facebook. Somebody's also like hating on you. If you feel like things are going really bad, you know, in some areas of your life, maybe somebody's trying to meddle with you spiritually. So maybe you can see somebody about that. You can sage yourself, your home, try to create a different energy around your space. And you know, just keep an eye on that. Also, Spirit is saying practice gratitude for yourself, you know, because I feel to like have appreciation for everything that comes your way. And this is not just work success, this is even emotional, overcoming emotional struggles or work struggles, you know, things like that. Just have faith, you know, in the divine, just ask for help and just trust. Spirit is saying just trust, ask for help, and ask for anybody that is negative around you to be removed from you. Nobody needs that like in their life, okay? Now, if you have been drawn to card three, the card for you is this one. It's Eagle, right? And the writing here is you will soar towards your destiny with greater clarity and strength, all right? When I hold this card, I feel like There's one thing that I want to say, but it kind of like comes twofold, right, in two different ways. So don't speak too much about what you're doing. Don't exaggerate what you're doing. Don't be putting out there that you're going to do something before it's even in the pipe works, okay? And also I feel like don't listen to anybody who is saying things to you that I feel might kind of derail you a little bit. You know, they act like they know something. They might be giving advice, but really they don't know what they're talking about, okay? So, but Spirit also, you know, saying you could be like flying like an eagle, but then something might come up and you might have to wait around a bit, solve a few kind of problems. You know, they're saying to me, just have patience, all right? And be open to changes along the way, because you don't know everything. Spirit, however, have a greater picture for us than we can envision for ourselves. So if something comes up that's a change or a challenge, just take a pause, reevaluate, and see if this is something that you want to move forward with. But I feel like experience along the way is going to make you grow and, you know, help you get to where you want to go. Now, very quickly, before I get to my caller, this, I don't believe in coincidences, and this card, which is the Devil card, was the second card under every single one of these three cards, okay? Now, what is written here is take care immediately to avoid temptation and deceit. Okay, now with this card, I just feel like you could be, and this is for everybody that's done one of the cards, okay? I feel like you need to look around and see who's toxic in your life, who is a bit possessive in your life that might be trying to push on some bad karma, bad juju onto you. And I feel like this could also be somebody that is holding a grudge and is a little bit way too much obsessive with you, and probably needs to find a hobby, because they look like they've made you your hobby, their hobby, I should say. All right, so just look around and don't listen to anybody that might be trying to derail you in any way. Spirit, like, just keep rising. Okay, I'll get to my caller. I've got Vasiliki in Brisbane, Australia. How are you?
Great. How are you, Mary?
I'm good. Now, I know how to pronounce that because I come from a Greek background. So, and
yeah, I can hear it in your voice.
Lovely. Okay, Vasiliki, how can I help you today?
Honestly, I just felt drawn to ask for a reading today. I've actually been trying the last few days, and my guides have just continuously persisted with, nope, keep trying again, keep trying again. So there must be something that you specifically need to tell me. Is that enough information?
Yes, I will see what Spirit want to give you, okay? And like I said before, I don't believe in accidents, and if you have been trying and you haven't gotten through, Spirit will always make sure that you get the reader that you need, that they can work with, that it's the same in kind of like expert type sort of situations where you just kind of like walk around till you see who you feel connected to on an intuitive
Absolutely,
sort of.
Absolutely, I agree.
Yeah. Okay. So, all right, let's see what's going on with you, what they want to give you. Look, the first thing they're saying to me is, in the past, you haven't always tuned into your intuition. They're showing me that you do have it in spades, but you've got to start now relying more like on yourself, your own sort of like advice. And it doesn't mean you can't come to people like me and get advice, but on an everyday sort of basis, start to make that connection. They're also showing me your gut and your third eye. So when you feel something in your gut, start practicing to see what you also see in your third eye, and they will give you like visions. I feel like you've ignored that in the past. I feel like you have ignored your intuition a little bit, but they're saying to me, now's the time you have to start picking that up in your life, all right? They have shown me some betrayals in your life, and I feel like your instinct was a little bit twisted around that as well. Maybe you didn't want to face things, and it brought like anxieties to you. But I feel like things are going to come. You're going to move away from all this stuff and all people like that. And I'm not saying there's a whole heap of them, but whoever, you know, that is. And I just see movement with you as a person, movement with you, like growth within yourself. And Spirit is saying it's time now to release any kind of fears that you have. You don't need to know like everything, all right? They're saying to me, you have enough inner strength and enough experience in your life so far that you can start to trust yourself. They're showing me that life may have been hard for you, but they're saying, look around. Help is around you, you know. It doesn't have, and I'm getting the shivers while I'm saying that too. So, you know, it can come within the form of a stranger, it can come in the form of a family, you know, and it's one kind word. It's one thing that triggers a conversation or a thought, right? But they're showing me there's always Spirit around you. There is an angel around you. She's kind of like floating, right? And she's holding a book. She's showing me also like studying. You have two choices now. I feel like one you're familiar with, or it's kind of like locked down, but they're showing me you looking forward and looking to learn something different, or it's something different that you want that you haven't sort of like really experienced before, or you're thinking to learn more about. They're saying kind of like, look how far you've come. You've come a long way, even through all the struggles that life has given you. But they're saying as you move forward, constantly look at the positives and the negatives of everything. You know, where there's a negative, a positive has still come out of it because you've learned something, all right? And where there is positive, always make sure like to look at things in your life and be, okay, what do I need? Everything's going great. What do I need to sort of like look out for? And Spirit's saying, this is where your intuition, this is where your gut instinct needs to start sort of kicking in. There will be a spiritual transformation for you as well. I see you like moving forward, and I see you also quite impatient at this part of your life as well. You do need to leave things behind. You are going to move forward, and it's like, and things might not feel like they're in front of you. They might feel like they're miles away, you know, but Spirit are like, everything will come closer. And they're saying, if you don't have vision and can't keep yourself on track, look to see who in your life, I feel that this could be a male, look to see who's in your life that can keep you on track and be like, don't worry, you remember you said you wanted to do this. When are you going to do this, you know? So just stay focused on what you want to do. I do feel like, you know, you may have had to defend yourself and protect yourself, and Spirit are like, just stand your ground, all right? You have a natural confidence about you, and they're saying just hang on to that and just move forward with that. I do see you like the Queen of Cups in the tarot, but I do feel like at the moment you're at a stage in your life where you are maybe judgmental of others. I feel like this can be in family. This is people that are close to you, you know. And Spirit, like, you are compassionate and you're warm and you're a healer and you are intuitive and all of that, you know, and you're trying to be supportive. But I feel like there are times where you can't be this way because of the way people are behaving around you. Does that make sense for you?
Yeah, absolutely. You hit the nail on the head with several things as well. I don't know if you want me to share or if you want to continue with your screen.
Well, I want to give you, I'm not sure we'll have time, but as long as it makes sense to you, that's the most important thing, because Spirit is still talking. I do feel like there is somebody in your life that is more impulsive or kind of like immature. I want to say sort of like hot-tempered, but they're also very charming. They have a way about them, you know, like this little sparkle in their eye that'll get you all the time, you know. And you know, Spirit is saying this is somebody that you love, that you have strong feelings for, and Spirit is saying just stand your ground with this person and just make sure that they know where they stand with you, and you need to make decisions based on what you want, not on their manipulation and what they want.